Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
May will fire it. It's picked off. Intercepted by Echols.
Drake May, an interception. He had a couple turnovers in the Patriots' loss to the Steelers. And the Steelers are 2-1. The Patriots are 1-2. Yards in this game, and the Patriots were, well, the more successful offense, but just had their share of turnovers. May, 268 passing, had an interception. And Rodgers passed for 16-23 for 139 and won the game. So, you had Hunter Henry with 90 yards. May was the, here are the Josh Allen comparisons, right? May was the Patriots' leading rusher and passer in this game. And they lost 21-14. So anyway, Drake May's new nickname there in New England is Drake Maybe. As they walk the line of, is this guy the guy? Is this guy
Drake
good enough? Drake, maybe.
Not the most creative nickname I've ever heard in my life, but it fits, right?
Yeah.
I would be...
The Patriots turned the ball over 5 times in this game.
Yeah, there were a lot of fumbles from the running backs. Yep. Stevenson had 2. They put Gibson in. He fumbled. Finally, they put the rookie in, Henderson, who probably should have been playing the whole time. So, yeah, a lot of turnovers. The one that came right after May hit his head on the ground.
Yep.
Otherwise, like, he's not looked spectacular through 3 games, right? Like, it's looked okay.
Definitely not spectacular.
There's still signs that there's a good quarterback in there.
Yeah, I think he's...
But I don't know how much help he has. The line, it's still struggling a lot. Diggs doesn't do anything down the field. Like, he's just a slot guy.
Yeah, he plays in the slot, and they've got...
And he had the injury, too.
They're outside guys, Boutte and Demario Douglas, like...
Like, all right.
Mac Hollins' appearance yesterday. I watched them a little bit.
Yep. But 1-2 threw in not that hard part of your schedule.
No, you would have thought they would be 2-1. I mean,
They've not done anything that makes you think, like, oh, they could be a little little challenge to the Bills this year the division. They were the team for that, and they've not done anything through 3 games that makes me think they'll be within even 4 games.
Right.
Once we get to December.
Their next 3 games, I mean, they play the Bills next week. Not this week, but the following week. But other than that, it's Panthers, Saints, Titans. So they could get back on track. We'll see. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR. Streaming on YouTube. You can check us out as well. All right. Injury conversation. I'm sure it's just it's just a random note. You remember, I don't know if this was the first time you saw it. 2 years ago when the Bills open against the Jets and Rodgers' Achilles goes and it pops.
Yep.
Unscientific poll. How many times had you seen that before, and how many times have you seen it since?
Not many times before, and I feel like I'm seeing it a lot now.
Yeah.
Najee Harris.
And the Syracuse quarterback on Saturday against Clemson, Steve Angeli.
Yeah.
100% popped. Like, the visual of the
Yeah,
the calf
I think I remember.
What do I say? Like pulsing, whatever. You can see it happen.
Yeah.
100% what happened to the Syracuse quarterback. Oh, let's hope it's not too serious. Hope it's not too serious. I mean, it's as clear as if his leg fell off. That's what happened. He's done.
Right. I remember, I think that happened with Kobe. When Kobe tore his Achilles, I think it was that pop. But I don't remember it ever happening between that and the Rodgers thing. Or at least, like, watching it and knowing it.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm sure it obviously happened a million times.
Because Eckler was clear as day. Like, again.
Eckler, everyone knew it.
He plants right his away. Foot and it's over. His season's over.
And these guys, I was wondering about that with Brian Burns yesterday.
Harris, Najee Harris, who I'm thinking
Najee Harris.
Yeah.
I was wondering that but with Brian Burns yesterday. He comes down on his leg after jumping and swatting a ball, and he immediately goes down, and he's like, he's kind of looking down at that area, and I'm waiting for a replay. They show the replay, though, and like that's the first thing I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Is I'm looking down at his ankle area to see, like, did you see a pop there or anything? Because now I think a lot of fans know what they're looking for. With those injuries. He was fine. He came back in a couple plays later.
Burns, yeah.
Was a heck of a player, by the way.
Yes, he is. They had the stat on him last night. He has played... How many games did he play in the NFL?
That was his 100th game.
Okay, yes. He's played in 100 games, Brian Burns, defensive end for the Giants, who was with Carolina, and made a couple nice plays. And on the broadcasts, it's last night, Collinsworth and Tirico, right? So
yep.
They're talking about Burns, like, heck of a player. You don't notice him because he's not been on good teams. And they dropped the stat that in 100 games, he's been on the winning side 27 times.
Yeah, right. 27 and 73. Yep. Brutal.
I guess he just doesn't know how to win.
He's the defensive Joe Thomas, maybe.
Yeah. A great...
He might have won less. Joe Thomas?
Maybe.
He had a zero-win season he might have won less.
803-0550. Bills and Saints this week. A lot of high-mark memories this week. The storyline will be...
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
That's the storyline.
And the prices. Like, these tickets are expensive. I wonder if anybody during the week will ask a Saints head coach, like, you guys know you're the hottest ticket in town? Bills fans really want to get to this game to see you guys?
Yeah.
Sunday, 1 o'clock.
Then they could use that as their bulletin board material.
They could.
Like, guys, Bills fans are expecting a blowout. Look at this. Prices are going up.
I feel like Bills fans expect a blowout no matter what. But, yeah, the cheapest ticket in that stadium at the site I'm looking at right now is
$310.
You can go to a playoff game for less than that. I bet you right now...
There'll be a playoff game.
The first playoff game you can go to will be cheaper than this.
Than this Saints game?
Yes. There will be a ticket available for less than $300 to that game.
Your opponent might matter for that. If they play Kansas City.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They play Kansas
City. In the divisional round.
At home in the divisional round. I'll tell you what I'm going to do for that game. Go for a hike. I'm not going to watch that. I can't. You text me when it's over. They made it.
Your tickets will be the ones that sell for less than...
That's right.
You're just going to put them up there for anything.
I can't bring myself to watch it. I can't even stomach the idea of them losing to the Chiefs, who stink.
I mean, that's what I mean, though. They're going to be going on the road in the playoffs.
Listen, I'm guilty.
I would bet right now heavily. I thought before the season they wouldn't win the division. And right now, they're going to make up a 3-game gap on the Chargers.
I mean, are they gonna
They make the playoffs. Am I going to finish that sentence right? They're going to make the playoffs.
Okay. They're going to be 1-3 because they're going to lose to the Ravens next week.
Give me seven teams that will make the playoffs ahead of them.
Seven teams that make it ahead of the Chiefs.
Yeah, okay. Right now.
All right. My division winners. Bills, Chargers, Colts, and...
The North.
The North is the Ravens.
Yes. There you go. There's four.
Okay. Who else is going to make the playoffs? The Broncos are going to make the playoffs.
Okay.
I need two more?
Two more.
The Steelers are going to make the playoffs.
Sure. They don't look great either.
Listen, I can't tell you how excited I am for the Steelers to make the playoffs, go to L.A. and lose 37-10. It's going to be great.
Yep.
All right, but I got to find one more playoff team?
This is part of the conversation. I'm not telling you the Chiefs look great. I think there are so many bad teams in the AFC.
Yeah.
The Titans are bad. The Texans are bad. The Jags are bad. The Browns are bad. Bengals are bad. The Raiders are probably bad. The Dolphins, Jets, and Patriots, all bad.
Yeah.
Like, the conference stinks. Half of it.
It's top heavy.
It's really top heavy.
There might be three really good teams. It's the Bills, the Ravens, and is someone else really good? Are the Chargers that?
Right.
They might be.
And that would be the only other team you would... I mean, guess the Colts still. Like, that's the team you would consider, but... I just can't. I can't bring my... They're not a tier one team. They're going to make the playoffs because somebody has to.
Yeah, that's probably right.
I mean, the Jags are 2-1, but they have not looked impressive at all. So I just... The Chiefs are probably getting in no matter what.
But they're not winning the AFC. Three games in. Are we going to be the people guilty of that? And then old takes exposed? They look terrible. They look terrible.
I would be with you. They'll get Worthy back at some point. They'll get Rice back at some point. I don't personally believe that'll make enough of a difference to jump the Chargers. And if they've got to go on the road and play three road playoff games, like I don't think they make it through that. Not with the way they play football right now. Last year, like such a key difference. Because you could just sit there and say, hey, last year they looked like this and they made it.
Yep.
And you would have been right. They got a lot of breaks along the way. But they did. They got to the playoffs and they made it. What'd they have to do? They had to win two home playoff games. One against a Houston team that probably didn't deserve to be there. And then they beat the Bills. Yep. So two home playoff games to get there. They'd have to go
three road. Yeah.
Including likely trips to probably one of the two, if not both, Baltimore and Buffalo. So I don't think they make it through that. That's the difference. If they had that slate last year in the playoffs, I don't think they make the Super Bowl.
803-0550. Bills fans probably become Lions fans tonight.
I mean, it's pretty easy.
Root for the Lions.
Yep.
Knock the Ravens to 1-2.
Yep.
You know, full three games behind you in the race for the one seed.
They're still the team I'm most worried about. Even though they have one loss, Chargers don't, Ravens are the team. So, give them at loss wherever you can get it.
Yeah.
And they play Kansas City next week. So,
we've got the Sabres tonight. Sabres and Blue Jackets. Preseason begins in the NHL. It's underway. Preseason's underway. And for the Sabres and Blue Jackets to get started tonight, that game is on MSG. And that game is
on
also
MSG.
Here on our station, WGR Sports Radio 550, with the Monday night game. Is that going on WBEN?
I should have checked this already. Bet 1520.
Okay, that makes more sense.
I wonder how many starters, how many opening night lineup guys the Sabres will play tonight. I saw in their first couple practices, they were like evenly split. Like only the NHL guys in one group, only the AHL guys in the other group. So if they want to hold that together.
The full NHL team might play?
Then maybe they play.
Who's the starting?
They get tonight. Or what, would they save that for tomorrow? Would the AHL guys get tonight and the NHL guys would get tomorrow? I don't know what they'll do.
Because of where the game is?
Because
tomorrow they're in Buffalo?
Yeah. Like give the fans at home the starters and not the, you know, the third line Rochester guys.
Sure. You could do it that way. You could also decide to give the Rochester guys the nugget of playing in Buffalo, playing in that building.
Yep, that's right.
Who's the starting goalie, by the way, if they're playing the entire NHL team?
Alex Lyon is my answer.
All right. 803-0550, hockey season begins. The preseason begins, and it'll be a fast and furious preseason. They play tonight, they play tomorrow, they play Thursday and Saturday. So four Sabres games before the next Bills game. Bills and Saints, 16.5 point spread.
If it gets to 20.5, I believe that's the Bills' record for being favored in a game.
I mean, to move another
four
points.
They have to move four.
Which...
It could.
It really could.
We saw the Panthers line move 6 points last week, and by the way, that was a mistake.
Yes.
Because they won easily. Penix was terrible.
803-0550 if you're on hold. We'll get to your calls. We'll check in with Sal, see what he thought of the weekend that was, with the Bills sitting comfortably watching around the league. Jeremy and Joe, it is Buffalo Bills Football Monday, Victory Monday here on WGR. Football Monday brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
Here's the snap. Pitch play to the left to Cook. Blockers in front. Has a hole, and he threw it. 40, 50, and just tackled from behind by the final defender at the Miami 41-yard line, or he would have been G-O-N-E gone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.